Leader on Air America Radio.
We are back in studio. With me is Catherine Harris. Senator Catherine Harris, forgive me. Senator, we have calls that are queuing up to talk to you at 866-303-2270. I first want to get your reaction about this story about Representative John Sweeney. I ask only because he's actually...
He loves a good party. He really loves to meet the young people at a kegger, and he just is so good with the young people.
Well, yes, no, I've seen photos of him at a kegger, as you call it. As you know, he lost his reelection partly because of reports that he had, had a domestic abuse, at least 911 call emanate from his house. His wife was reporting him for domestic abuse. Now, I know you don't condone that type of thing.
I don't, but you know, Sam, the liberal bias in the 911 telecommunications, those tapes are so liberally biased.
I'm sorry, you're saying that the 911 calls to police are liberally biased?
The tapes they release are, yes.
I'm not sure I even understand. How would you liberally bias those 911 tapes?
Well, you heard that Mr. Sweeney was accused of...
But it was his wife that was calling.
Well, she, you know, she's very high strung.
So you're saying wife was responsible. Well, I guess
she must have been asking for it.
She was asking for it. Well, all right. I mean, that's fine. But
he's a wonderful man. And he and I have had some wonderful times together.
I don't even want to get into that. Let's go to the phones. Jay in Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to the program, Jay.
Hello, how are you? Senator Harris.
Oh, you have a question.
Hello.
I was going to ask you this. Is it true that you love to remove your high heels during an interview, and do you like wearing nylon stockings?
Well, I have restless legs.
Jay, we're going to let you go and answer.
I have what is called restless leg syndrome. Now, many of you know Sam is thinks that's funny.
Well, it's not that I think it's funny.
Fun of that.
I'm not making fun of it. I appreciate you take off your shoes because they end up...
If you could let me finish.
I'm sorry.
What I have to do sometimes because of my restless leg syndrome is remove my shoes and some of my support hose to allow my legs to breathe.
Yes, well, it's not so much the breathing.
They need a big range of motion during an interview.
Well, but the complaint I have is that the range of motion of your feet during an interview sometimes get very narrow, and they tend to be in other people's space.
Well, maybe if you had larger studios, it wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be like crazy legs over here. But it's not my fault that, you know, this desk is, it's close in here. It's very close in here.
Well, okay. Chris in New Jersey, welcome to the program, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Sam, and thank you, Senator Harris. Senator Harris, I'm an architect here in New Jersey. Do you think that with the rapture closing in, I should be encouraging my clients to build, like, really tall additions to their houses so that they can get closer to the Father God?
Oh, that's a wonderful question.
Thank you for the question,
well,
Chris.
Well, I guess, first off, you'd need to know if your clients are the chosen or the sinners. Because, you know, you can build an edifice as high as you want to, but if you are a sinner, you'll still be licking the dust. It doesn't matter how high or low you build your buildings. So I would first off find out if your clients are chosen or they're sinners. And then you have to ask if some of the Jewish ones are willing to renounce their pagan religion. And, you know, Saul to Paul, Saul wrote to Damascus.
Right.
Conversion. And what I would suggest, though, for any of the clients that are going is the rapture hoodies. I mean, we have done some fun things. We
really
also have elastic drop waist pullover tops that are two easy payments, Sam.
Right. No, I understand.
$19.95.
I would also think that from an architectural standpoint, atriums, open air atriums would be very important.
Again, but if you're a sinner, you know, you can build all you want to, but it's really an exercise in futility.
Well, Senator Catherine Harris, it is always...
That's it?
Yes, I'm sorry. It was a full two segments.
I feel like we didn't even scratch the surface. We have some wonderful leggings.
Well, I mean, we'll have an opportunity. People, it's Christmas time. I will be taking a vacation for 2 weeks.
And we have some great t-shirts that say, "Who farted?" that are just wonderful for the kids.
Is that a rapture issue? Well,
it's just edgy and fun.
Well, we're going to have to talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a good holiday.
You too.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
I'm getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Have you heard about the cool hyperbaric oxygen chamber Dr. Stoller has across the street from the hospital?
Is that where they treat folks with burns, wounds from diabetes, or even cancer patients who receive a lot of radiation?
Yeah, that's the place. But this thing is huge, and you should see what they're doing with brain-injured children.
Are you saying their brains are healing?
Some of these kids, whether they have cerebral palsy, fetal alcohol syndrome, and even autism, are seeing results.
Are you saying their brains are healing?
They even treat people who've suffered strokes. It turns out the brain is capable of healing itself with the help of oxygen under pressure. And it's safe. No harmful side effects.
Did you say it was helping autistic children? How can I get in touch with Dr. Stoller?
Just call him at the Hyperbaric Medical Center of New Mexico, 955-8560. That's 955-8560.
Okay, do they have a website so I can get some more information?
It's hbotnm.com. Just type www.hbotnm.com.